a good morning. Good morning to you. It is Thursday, June the 6th, 2024. It's 7-11, 69 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenwald.
We'd love to welcome in our listeners who are listening on the radio, FM 100.1, AM 1340, on the free WRHI app, on WRHI.com, and on the TV side of the house, you're watching us on CN2, that's Comporium Cable Channel 102, as well as on all of your major social media channels. Simply search for CN2 and WRHI. Well, today, of course, is June 6, 2024. It's the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings along the Normandy coast during World War II, which ultimately led to the liberation of Europe. And our president, President Joe Biden, is in Paris this morning for the ceremonies at the Normandy American Cemeteries. That is a site, 173 acres, where 9,000 American soldiers are buried. Right here at home, we're excited to speak with Ron Rossman. He is the historian for the American Legion Post 34. And good morning to you, Ron.
Good morning. Appreciate you all having me today and enjoy talking about this sober experience that we've had 80 years ago.
Ron, when you say 80 years ago, can you even imagine?
No, I was born in 48, so I wasn't there. And all during the growing up periods, it wasn't fresh in my mind because we didn't have the television. We didn't have the actual, you know, binging you. And then as you get into the military, I was in the Navy Reserve. I went in senior year in high school. I was 17. And I was stationed in the Perth Amboy landline on a minesweeper. So as you get to know the politics of the military, you start to understand it. And you know, today it's the day is we don't want to remember it because it's not important to us, to, you know, the baby boom generation, because that's my generation. And that's a generation who skipped to go to Canada, didn't want nothing to do with war, so they just put that out of their mind. Mm. But there's so many facts about the World War II. There was a total of 16.4 million people served in World War II. That's England, Canada, United States. Wow. Civilians, military, 16.4 million. The United States alone had 1,009 men serve in the conflict, and of that, 29,000 died. Wow. Of the 109,000, that includes the missing in action and also the wounded. So it's just, there's a lot of history about that. We actually had to build a harbor in Normandy for our ships to go to fill up with all the ambitious things to deliver. We had, it was the largest conflict in history, the largest, and it was nicknamed, the original name of it was the Operation Overload. And D-Day was associated with any military movement before 1944. All the military things were called D-Day, relating to hours and days and stuff like that. Well, in 1944, Eisenhower said, no more D-Days. We'll only use D-Day for Normandy. Mm. So you don't hear D-Day mentioned in any other conflict today. You only hear it mentioned for Normandy. Now, it's interesting to notice that we did such a fantastic job on the Germans. 2 weeks before the attack, we were sending out fake news all over the place to the Germans. They had no idea where we were going to land. No idea. We had them so confused. And they did radio, the fake newspapers, because they had reporters and everything. So, I mean, we did a fantastic job. We surprised them there. So we landed there, and it was only a space of like the total beach was 147 or 152 miles, something like that. We landed in a little stretch about 42 miles, and we had 50 boats that brought the things in and the ships. But the interesting thing that I find is that Anne Frank, and you got to read that book because that is amazing, was heard about the invasion on her secret radio. But she never saw the freedom of France. She was found out and they killed her. But today, because of the invasion and because of the operation, French people would be speaking Russian today. But we liberated them and they speak their language, their home language. Because Russian was at the back door. Germany was coming in one side. Russian was ready to come in the back door. So when they saw what we did to Germany, they backed off.
Ron, it's estimated 100 American D-Day veterans will attend the ceremony today in Paris, and their average age is over 100 years old.
Yeah, and don't forget, a lot of them enlisted when they were 16. They lied to serve.
That's true.
You know?
That's less than 1% and, that are left.
But when you think of the total, 850,000 people served over there. That's more people than there is in Wyoming, North Dakota, the District of Columbia. Imagine going to North Dakota and just going there and everybody's gone. And that's what it's like. Alaska, too. So, I mean, it's a tremendous amount of people. But we had the generals and we had the people who were just masterminds at it. And they confused them tremendously. Plus the code workers were fantastic, the Navajo Indians, where they couldn't interpret our radio communications. It was the Navajo nations. They had like 16 different languages they were using to send messages to different ports. So there's a lot. We see a lot about the shootings and the dying and stuff like that. But there's a lot of facts about what happened, and a lot of thought went into it, and a lot of things came out of it that we got. If you were to look at the helmets they used in World War II and Vietnam, they were almost like paper thin. I have them at our history room in Rock Hill. I got two helmets from Iraq. The things weigh 22 pounds. They're so heavy. I would appreciate you someday coming over and taking a look at a gallery with all the World War II and all the stuff we have over there.
Well, Ron, that brings us to our next point. So the 80th anniversary, we have listeners that are hanging on every word that you say, and we have some listeners, no offense to them, they didn't even know this even existed.
Yeah.
So you've got a large swath of folks. So if anybody can do anything today to pause and remember the 80th anniversary of D-Day, what is your recommendation? Is it swinging by the American Legion Post 34 to learn about it, or what can they do?
Well, you could do that, or you could take the 15-minute ride to the Veterans Memorial Park in York. Look at the monuments we have there honoring 159 York County World War II veterans, along with World War I, Vietnam, Korea. We even got now Iraqi Operation Freedom on the wall. We also have monuments for Gold Stars parents, and we have monuments for Purple Hearts. A lot of people today don't even know what a Purple Heart is or look at it. We have them at the historic area in our Legion. But I try to collect. A lot of people end up throwing stuff away because what happens is in life today, kids are not collectors. They don't want nothing to do with dust. And so it's a world of IKEA furniture. It's, you know, that's what life is about. So, you know, the antique world is dead. And so what happens is a lot of memories are just thrown away. I've been to many of estate sales where the flags, casket flags are there. They're selling. No regards to what anything is. The papers from Washington. These things are so important.
The fabric of our country, and then the fabric of the families and the sacrifices that these individuals made.
Yeah,
like you said, you enlisted at 17.
Yeah,
and there were some men that for World War II did it 16. I mean, just think about that. They knew the sacrifices. They knew what was going to happen.
And just think about the wives back home.
Yes.
The sacrifices of families working in the factories to supply the war. Mm. You know, we're a nation that if we don't learn by mistakes, we repeat what we did. And I'm seeing that now in Vietnam, coming home from Vietnam, where we didn't win. And, you know, what they did to the people of Vietnam, mm-hmm. put them in the camps to deprogram them. Yeah. They've helped us. They helped the Americans in Vietnam. So it's just, that's another story for another day.
Yeah, Ron is like an onion. We keep peeling back layers, and he's got more and more stories. Even how he got here to Rock Hill is a fascinating story. But Ron, we are pushing up against a break, and we appreciate your knowledge and just your insight as we celebrate and look at the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings. Reach out to the American Legion Post 34. Speak to Ron Rossman. He's the historian. But better yet, today, just take, like you said, 15 minutes, drive over there, and pause for reflection.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's probably the best thing that you can do.
And if there's any veterans out there that are not familiar with the Veterans Affairs Office in your county, look them up and give them a call for if you need any kind of help or assistance. And if you're not registered with them, register today so you can get help. And their number is 803-909-7525. You'll call them and you'll make an appointment and they'll be happy to see you and they'll tell you the steps to take to get you what you may be entitled to some benefits and they'll tell you about the all this publicity about Camp Lejeune and everything else that everybody's trying to take advantage of veterans. But get a hold of them and they'll give you all the information you need. It's never too late for veterans to get the help they need.
Well said, Ron, and that's our good dear Colonel Woodhurst, Melinda Woodhurst.
Yes,
she trains everyone very well, doesn't she?
Yes.
You are drinking from her fountain, yes. So I'm glad she would be very proud of you.
Yes.
And I know as we're still pushing up against this break, but we can keep pushing it back. Ron, as we look at the military recruitment numbers, it continues to go down and down and down.
Even the reenlistment.
What do you feel like? Is it a mix between politics and just a different era? What do you feel like is the cause?
Single parent homes, no direction for the youth. Everybody seems to want to go to college, and that's why our trade schools are in trouble. There's so many opportunities in the military that people are not aware of. And they're all worried about college educations. If you go to the FBI website, they're given free education for computer technology, for breaking into computers and stuff. So the FBI is even looking for people that for doing that type of work.
It's another career track for so many that don't want to go the college route or whatnot, and it's a shame in this day and age, as we know, the price with inflation and the cost of stuff. It's a great way to serve the country and get upper hand at your education.
Ron Rossman is the historian for American Legion Post 34. Ron, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, and I appreciate both of you. Thank you.